Morning, Commissioners. We have had crews working all weekend, closing and barricading roads, and then also we're in the process of cleaning up and repairing what we can as the water recedes. And currently, we have six structures that we found now with damage to some degree. One of those, Coon Creek Road over here, surface loss on the mixed surface. We're currently repairing that, trying to get that road opened, hopefully as soon as possible. Three structures in the Pro Tem area. Two of those were low water structures. One of them totally gone. We had to temporarily replace it with culverts and base rock to be able to get the residents in and out. The other one is still closed. We'll have to do further investigation on it to either re-pour the slab or install box culverts in that particular one once we know if we can get deep enough to get some boxes in that one to have more flow on it.
Is that on Dean Road?
That's on Dean Road. Currently, it took a lot of the surface and raised the actual slab up and set back down, but it's actually 3-4 inches higher than normal and broke up, cracked up. So we're going to take another look at it, see what we can do.
The other low water bridge, was that on Eagle Ridge Road?
No, that was on Goodson Mountain Road. We totally lost that one. We have several structures that we're going to spend the next couple of days going to every structure and taking a look at, make sure we don't. Right now, we're waiting for the water to recede on a lot of them that we can just now get to. Sycamore Church, the new bridge, very little damage there, mostly debris piled up and a little bit of aggregate loss. We were planning on doing the asphalt work this week, but weather changed those plans. Other than that, just a little surface loss around the trestle area, but that's all going to be repairable pretty easily, and we'll have that one opened up.
Did water get on that bridge?
Yes, got completely over.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it was highest I've ever seen Roark Creek, which a lot of creeks we've seen some record heights in water. Two structures on Caney Creek Road in Brown Branch area. One of them, debris piled up under the bridge, huge trees that we're going to have to try to get removed. Some embankment loss there, minor, that'll be fixable. Another one with some surface damage to the asphalt surface on the structure. They repaired that yesterday, so that one's open. The one that's currently is going to be underwater is Big Creek Bridge on Thunder Road. We've had a lot of embankment loss to where the pilings are exposed on the west embankment. And right now, we're not going to be able to do anything to it till Bull Shoals recedes enough we can get down there to it. So lake is currently coming up, and that one will be underwater.
That's one on U Highway?
That's on U Highway there. Right now, the forecast, I think Bull Shoals is supposed to crest around 685, which the road won't go underwater, but the embankment's going to be underwater to where we're not going to be able to do anything for a little while to that one. And then we've got about 70, 80 more structures to go look at, and that's what we're going to do the next couple of days to make sure we don't have any further damage. So other than that, the crews are working, and that's what we're going to spend from now until we get the roads cleaned up and ditches and culverts unblocked. We're going to concentrate on that. So
how much rain are we supposed to get the rest of this week?
It's hard to tell. I know they got rain forecasted later this week, but to how much we get, I'm not sure.
You guys know?
I heard some about inch and a half, but nobody would really say if it's really widespread or not. If it's not too widespread, that probably wouldn't be that big a deal. If it's really widespread, that's going to be a big deal.
It's supposed to be Wednesday.
Right. How is this compared to 93? I mean, I know it's worse, but 93, I think, was the worst flooding, was it not, as far as the amount of rain we got?
It's different. True. That's what everybody always compares everything to, was 93, but I would say it probably was somewhat different. All the events that we've had is just shorter. The 93 but more intense than what 93 was. 93 event lasted longer, but because of that, it got more rain.
To your knowledge, no one's without power now?
Only those who have water in their residences. Those will be without power. They'll be cut to the residences. I would imagine. Did they turn power back on in Bull Creek?
I don't think so. I don't know that yet. I don't think they have. Well, actually, some of the areas.
Empire was going through and some of the select ones they're turning back on.
So, I mean,
but as far as power outage, because
like widespread,
of
widespread,
no,
right?
Yeah.
This is still. I mean, the power outages that we have now are selective. They went and they turned those off.
Thank you very much for all of your work throughout. I know you've stayed in close touch with the Corps and the National Weather Association, and you all worked together, and it showed.
Yeah, I appreciate the announcements, and everyone was, you know, kind of given a heads up way before. So,
thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 444841 through 444911. Warrant 6751 through 6751. And then two journal entries or transfers.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for April 24th and 26th of 2017.
I move to approve the previous minutes of April 24th and 26th of 2017.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Records retention. I see a records disposition.
That's it. Stephanie's been putting this together, so I'm going to have her go over that to explain to you what our process is and what this list contains.
All right.
Good morning. We have a number of backlog, quite a backlog of records. So what I've been doing is going through the spreadsheet list that catalogs every box and what's in the box and its retention date and also the statute that is required to go with that. And we have found there are boxes of records that go quite a ways back. So we are trying to clean that out to make room for the new records so that we can better organize and have a better handle on where the records are located and easy to get to when we need to research anything. As you can see, there's quite a few boxes, and the plan is to have permanent records stored in one location and then all the other records stored in other locations that they might be better organized.
So today what we're asking is to spread this list of records disposition across the minutes of the commission as a permanent record of the documents that are going to be destroyed. Does anyone have an issue with that or not want that to occur?
So these are like old water bills.
A lot of these are ballots, accounts payable records,
Some of them go back as far as 2000.
They're 2006.
The statute is on those 5 years, and so many of these records have far beyond met the retention date.
Unvoted ballots from 2010. Check stubs, jury and check warrant and voids from 2006. Accounts payable 2006, 2010, 2008, all over the place. Payroll and AP reimbursements from 2008. Accounts payable 2009. Correspondence is only required to be kept 1 year. We've got correspondence from 2003 to 2010 that we're getting ready to destroy. Again, unvoted ballots from 2012, sample ballots, provisional ballots, judges' oaths, all of election information from 2012, voter registration cards that are no longer, they're deleted.
Just for the record, there has been no request by anyone else, any outside citizen, or anyone that any records be kept.
We haven't got any requests.
Okay. I went over your list and the dates corresponding with, and so based upon what was presented of the disposition of records by the county clerk dated 4/21/2017, I would make a motion that we accept those as recognizing that they're going to be destroyed for the county clerk's succession.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Agreement for county tax sale. Dated April 24, 2017, from the commission's attorney, Mr. Cotty, that he's reviewed the proposed agreement for the county tax sale newspaper publication services with the Tri-County newspapers and approve it to form. The proposed agreement provides for the newspaper publication services as described in the attached bid documentation as ordered by the county.
Motion that we accept the agreement for the county tax sale file number 17-055-CM for our county council.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
I abstain.
One abstain. Motion carries.
You accepted it, but you might want to approve it. Just FYI.
I'll amend my motion to approve the agreement for the county tax sale, file number 17-055-CM.
Second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
I still abstain.
One abstain. Motion carries. Bid recommendations for salt shed expansion, number 201704-375.
Yes, good morning, Commission.
Morning.
This is in reference to bid number, as just indicated, 201704-375 for salt shed expansion. It's a request made to me by the Taney County Road and Bridge Department. for additional materials, construction materials for construction.